From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. 3 days after a truck slammed into a Christmas market in Berlin, authorities are searching across Europe Thursday for the chief suspect in the attack. German officials identified the suspect as 24-year-old Anis Amri, a Tunisian who was supposed to have been deported months ago, but he was not sent back to Tunisia because of problems with his documents. Those are relations have renewed questions in Germany about how the country vets the thousands of people who have entered Germany looking for asylum. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said a day after the attack, it would be hard to bear if any asylum seeker was responsible. Amid ongoing accusations that Russia attempted to influence and subvert the U.S. election, Europe is bracing for a similar operation by Moscow before a series of elections, including a vote in Germany in 2017. Henry Ridgewell reports.
As the chief European architect of sanctions against Russia, analysts say German Chancellor Angela Merkel is the European leader Moscow would most like to see voted out of power. In a speech this month, Merkel warned of the dangers of external attempts to hack the election, adding that German leaders must inform people and express their political convictions clearly. The Chancellor is running for a fourth term in power, but she does have an Achilles heel. Nearly a million migrants arrived in Germany in 2015, and analysts say Russia will likely use this to try to whip up anti-immigrant feeling. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Final evacuations of rebels and civilians from the northern city of Aleppo have resumed after being delayed for one day. A spokesman for the UN Secretary General says evacuations took place under less than ideal temperatures or circumstances.
Protection of civilians leaving these areas remains the biggest concern. The process for evacuation was traumatic, with crowding and vulnerable people waiting for hours and exposed to sub-zero temperatures.
The complete evacuation of the rebel-held enclave will give full control of Aleppo to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, a milestone in the nearly six-year-old civil war. The evacuations are being conducted under an agreement negotiated by Russia and Turkey that also called for people to leave two villages that have been under rebel siege. Meantime, the United Nations General Assembly adopted a resolution to set up a panel to investigate and gather evidence of possible war crimes in Syria. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is urging the United States to veto a UN Security Council resolution condemning Israeli settlement activity in a vote scheduled for Thursday. The Security is due to vote on a draft that would demand that Israel immediately and completely cease all settlement activities in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem. It was unclear how the U.S., which has traditionally protected Israel from UN action, would vote. Impeachment proceedings get underway Thursday in South Korea's constitutional court against President Park Geun-hye. She could become the first elected South Korean president stripped of their authority. Park is accused of conspiring with a friend to pressure big businesses to make contributions to nonprofit foundations she controls. Park has denied wrongdoing but apologized for carelessness in her ties with the friend Choi Soon-sil, who is facing her own trial. Afghan authorities say an overnight Taliban assault targeting the home of a lawmaker in the capital Kabul left at least 8 people dead and many wounded. Police say the 13-hour siege ended early Thursday when a gunfight with Afghan special forces left all the assailants dead. The Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility, saying 2 heavily armed suicide bombers stormed the building Wednesday evening when a security meeting with the senior military officials from Helmand was getting underway. Mexican authorities are still trying to determine what caused those deadly explosions at a fireworks market outside Mexico City. So far, officials have identified fewer than half of the victims that killed the victims of that explosion, that is. 31 people, that is, died in that blast, dozens more injured. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.